moment of joy today, again, comes from Daniel 3, 16 through 18. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered King Nebuchadnezzar, "There is no need for us to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If our God, whom we serve, can save us from the white-hot furnace and from your hands, O king, may he save us. But even if he will not, you should know, O king, that we will not serve your God or worship the golden statue which you set up." Another part of the verse is, "It's easy to sing when there's nothing to bring me down. But what will I say when I'm held to the flame like I am right now?" Yeah, what will we say? Will we crumble in a heap of despair and tears? Or will we rely on our Father in heaven to carry us through and bring us out to the other side with an awesome story to tell of God and His faithfulness? It is human nature to cry and not understand the why of things. But God has reasons. I cannot wait to get to heaven and find out some of the whys of my life. I'm really excited and nervous about that. Anyway, He has reasons. We probably won't find out what they are on this side of heaven, but He's got them. He has a master plan, and whatever you are going through is a part of it. Let's pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, help us to know you have a plan and that all will be well if we allow you to lead. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Have a great day. You matter.